Really, Nishmas Abba Mori, Zichron Libracha. Rav Siman Tov Kuf Pei Vav, the halachos of the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. What type of shofar should you use? Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah, Mitzvasel Bishalayel. Ideally, the mitzvah is to use a shofar from a ram. V'kafuf, and a shofar which is bent as opposed to straight. U'bidiyevet, kol shofars k'sherim. Beim shutin, beim kafufin. B'dievet, it can be straight or bent. But mitzvah b'kfufim yosem mipshutim. But it's uchachila to use a bent shofar. What's the idea? The Mishnah Berurah says kafuf is as a siman to show she yichfufu libam lamakom. Our hearts should be bent over in front of Hashem. You should be nichna. You should be submissive in front of Hashem. And your heart, and you're bent over to act out the submission. Why with the ram? Zechut Akedas Yitzchak, because the Akedas Yitzchak was a ram, and you want to conjure up the rachamim that the zchus of Akedas Yitzchak should be with us at the time of Tkiyah Shofar. Well, Abidi Eved, all the other shofars are kosher, of all the other animals. Well, now, the Mishnah Berurah talks about as follows. Kafuf is found in the Gemara, the concept of kafuf, that it's a real din l'chadchila. And using an aisle is an inyan to use an aisle as a zecher. So what if you have a case where you have a kafuf from another animal or a straight shofar from an aisle? So the Mishnah Berurah says kafuf wins out because that's a real din. That's a real din. Nowadays we use ram's horns and they're bent. And this doesn't come up in our situation. Well, now what if you have a bent shofar and it's not from an aisle? But taka, if you want to use an aisle, it's going to cost more money. So it's a hiddur. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's a hiddur mitzvah to use an aisle. And therefore, if they're going to charge you more money, then you should add on even up to a third of the cost in order to use an aisle over the shofar of a different type of animal. Of a parah's puzzle. You can't use the shofar, the horn, of a parah. V'chein karni rova chayos, and most animals, most wild animals, shem etzem echad, they're just one solid bone. You have to bore a hole in the bone. So that's not a shofar. That species, that's not a shofar. That's a horn. That's called a keren. But ben l'mifnim zachrus, a shofar from the aisle, from other animals, from a ram. So the inside is hollow with a little bone inside. You remove that bone, and then there's a hollow inside. So you can't use the horn of a cow or a bull. They're a keren, they're a horn, and they're not as opposed to a shofar. Well, then the Rama says, b'chein shofar mi behem atmei apostle. A shofar from a non-kosher animal is puzzle. We know you can't make tefillin from a non-kosher animal. So just like you can't make tefillin from the hide of a non-kosher animal, so too here. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, others argue on this. Others say that it's not so pashut, and even the Ran, who's quoted from, he's a suffolk about this. And it could, because tefillin could be for a different reason. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, if all you have is a shofar from a non-kosher animal, you should use it for the mitzvah, but don't say a bracha, because maybe it's pasul. Then later, if you find a shofar from a kosher animal, then blow again, but without a bracha again, because maybe you don't say the first time. Well, and finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, we're only talking about the species of animal. But let's say it's a kosher animal, but this animal happens to be a nevela or a trefa. It wasn't shechted properly. But that's okay. Because since the animal is kosher, itself is kosher, that certainly is kosher. The shofar of that animal certainly is kosher to be used as a shofar for Rosh Hashanah. The question is only about a shofar from a non-kosher animal. Okay, we'll stop here.